Name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, we have 1 week left before the beginning of the Great Lent. Today, this week is called the Leave of the Meat, also as the Last Judgment. We heard about the Last Judgment today, and we heard yesterday in the canon all about how we have to answer for all our deeds. We're all preparing for the true, for the real work on ourselves so that we can be able to be fit to be making it to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, it is not so easy. It's not so easy for us because we have so much in our heart that's foreign to the Lord. You know, we heard what the Lord said in the Gospel, that He is going to come as a judge and He's going to gather up all the people from all the ends of the earth. Then they are going to be resurrected, His old multitudes, and they were all going to be coming towards the Lord, who is going to be judging them. And they all are going to know their place right from the start. What they are going to do is, some of them are going to the right side and the others are going to go on the left side. The ones that are going on the right side is the ones that have learned on this, while being on this earth, to fulfill God's commandment of love, to be able to love the Lord with all the heart and mind and might, and to love their neighbor. And the ones that are going to be on the left is the ones who did not accept the Lord and didn't care about their neighbors and didn't care about anything except their own welfare and temporary nature. My beloved, is going to be, it's called as a fierce, strafny suit, as a horrible or I don't know how you can translate it. Well, it's going to be a terrible judgment, because there is going to be no changing from that judgment. Once the judgment is done, it's going to be for eternity. And the Lord will say to the ones that are on the right side, He's going to say to them that, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. When I was in the hospital and in jail, you visited me. And because you have done all those things for me, and come to the place that my Father has prepared for you, because you have loved me, my beloved. Well, they are going to say, but Lord, we have never did it. We didn't see you. But He said, whatever you did to the smallest, you did to me. And this is our Lord. Our Lord is God of love. And on the left side, He addresses them and says, when I was hungry, you didn't feed me. When I was thirsty, you didn't give me water to drink. When I was naked, you didn't clothe me. When I was had no place to go, you didn't let me in. And so on. And when I was in a hospital and they were sick and they were in jail, you didn't visit me. And these people that are on the left also go and say, but Lord, we never saw you. And the Lord will say the same thing and said to the righteous, whatever you did not do to the smallest, you did not do to me. This is our God of love, because He takes us quite seriously. Whatever we do to our neighbors, we do to Him. If we are kind to the neighbors, we're kind to the Lord. If we are not kind to the neighbors, we don't care about them. We have no concern about their welfare. We don't care about our Lord. And this is how He takes it. He really takes it that way. And we have a chance now. We have a chance again to recognize that. And so let's put an effort into trying to fulfill God's commandment. of the love. He said to us in the gospel, another place says, be merciful as the God in heaven, as the Father in heaven is merciful. And he sends the Son to the good and the bad. He takes care of everybody. And that's what we have to do. We have to try to be merciful. That's the one way to prove that we have love for the Lord. If we show the mercy, you know anybody in trouble, help them with all your heart. To suffer, co-suffer. Somebody is suffering, you co-suffer with him. We should co-suffer with him. Somebody is rejoicing, let's rejoice with him. This is the spirit that we have to have. This is the true spirit of our Lord. My beloved, we have a little time left in our life. No one knows when the Lord will come and take us, because the Lord said so. The Lord said that I as a priest, I had to bury the people from little tiny infancy all up to the old age, and in the teenagers, and in the children, and all kinds of walks of life. And we never know when the Lord will call us, so let's not take a chance. Let's just love the Lord. Let's love today. Let's love our Lord today with all our heart. And let's know that He loves His creation, and He loves everyone that He has created, and He wants us to love them. He does not want us to show unkindness to anybody. And if anybody is in need of anything, we must help. Now you tell me, well, Father, this today is welfare and other things. Not too many people need that kind of help. Oh, but there is some help that everybody needs, and that's our prayers. You don't have to, may not have to have to help somebody physically. There may be somebody taking care of, maybe nobody's around right there by you that needs to help, but you sure could give your help in the prayers, because the prayers are being needed everywhere. Those people who have not known the Lord, who has not acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God, as their personal Savior, those who have not learned to love Him through the neighbor, and my beloved, they need our prayers so that God will bring them to see the reality. They tell us, everybody in the world, Father, you're not looking at things that you're not living in this world. Well, that's right, we're not living in this world. Our world is the life after. We have to look at everything that we do as how it is going to affect our life after. This is what we have to look. We should not be considering things of a temporary nature. This all is not that important. What is most important thing is how it's going to affect our eternal life, how it's going to affect our soul. That's what we have to strive for. That's what we have to always look after. And we don't. To my greatest regret as a priest, as I have to say, most of our concern is still for the temporary, not for the eternal. And that's a great, great shame. And we can be caught unaware at a time when the Lord will call you, when I be prepared to come and meet Him. My beloved, let's try to have a heart that the Lord wants us to have, that will be able to rejoice with those who rejoice and suffer with those who suffer. Let's put in our heart the true prayer. When we pray for somebody, it's like we're praying for ourselves. As we're praying for somebody's need, and we're praying as if it was our personal need. We have to feel that way. And our prayer has to be from all our heart, from all our being, as Mr. Fullerton says. We have to have a prayer that will be reaching out from heart to heart, as St. John of Cross says, to the Lord, to the Theotokos, and to all the saints that we are praying. And Let's try to take seriously about our salvation. This is what this is all about. We are about to enter to the great land, and let's work on it. Let's work on it as we have never worked before, because we have no idea if we're going to have another land that we can go through to be able to prepare ourselves for meeting our Maker. My beloved, let's pray for one another. Show the love, the real love for the Lord, by having love for each other, by praying for me for each other, and asking the Lord to have mercy on all of us. Amen.